According to the CDC, suicide is the second leading cause of death among young people ages 10 to 24. LGBTQ teens are 4 times as likely to attempt suicide than their straight peers. During the 2018 Gay Ski Week in Aspen, Colorado, we asked adults what they wished someone had told them when they were struggling as a teenager. Here are messages of hope for the LGBTQ youth of the Roaring Fork.
When I was a teenager and struggling in high school and getting bullied for being gay, I just needed to maintain my self-confidence and remember to persevere and not give in to the threats and the bullying and be true to myself and just be honest and love as much as I could. And it did get better when I grew up a little bit more and everybody grew up and stopped being a bully, and so it does get better. Just hang in there and persevere.
I would just say to keep doing the things that make you happy and focus on your happiest self and be that person.
I think the one thing that I wish I probably heard was don't be afraid to have the strength to be who you are and be true to yourself. Because once I figured that out for myself, things got a lot easier and I had a lot more hope and faith in myself, which allowed me to be more true to myself.
I mean, I guess, you know, to look beyond what's going on right now. Nothing's ever the same. Nothing ever stays the same. And everything evolves and keeps going, and you're always going to find your people, your tribe. So, you know, it's inevitable. I think it's inevitable. If you keep going and you keep looking, you're going to find somebody who's going to lead you to your people or where you're comfortable, or something's going to lead you to where you're comfortable.
I guess most important thing to know or to realize is that there's a lot of people out there that are going through the exact same thing you are, even though you think you're the only person going through whatever it is you're going through. And the other really important thing to do is to just pursue what you really want to do and not what you think other people want you to do.
I wish people had told me that there's other people just like me out there, like having the same thoughts, the same issues, the same problems, the same struggles with what my future is going to be like, wondering if I'm going to be happy, if people are going to accept me, if I'm going to have a career, if I'm going to have kids and family. And if I feel like if I had known that there were other people out there having the same issues I had, I would feel much better and much safer and be able to look forward instead of in the present. Because I think looking back at that time, I was so scared, and now I look back, not let myself now, and I'm so much more confident, and I have people and I have family and I have, everyone's great. Yeah, that's
it. Well, I came out when I was 42 years old. So I guess basically I just wish that I had not waited that long. And to everyone, all the youth today, I would say, especially, I mean, times have changed, of course, since I was a child or a teenager. So I would say these days, society is so welcoming and ambivalent towards your sexuality that I think the barrier, if you're holding it inside or hiding it, is kind of it's not as big a barrier as you may think, just because you'll be welcomed with open arms by everyone, and really it's getting to the point where really no one even cares anymore. So I wish I had just chose to come out when I was a teenager, and then I could have had my whole youth and adult life to enjoy myself instead of, you know, hiding everything.
You know, a lot of people say it gets better. It does, but it will always be hard. But it's life changes. Like, being a teen here, being a teen anywhere, being any kind of teen, being gay, being lesbian, trans, or anything, it's hard for everybody. You're not alone. And it's it's not, like, no matter how lonely you feel in the moment, there's always someone there, and it'll always get better. It does.
Life is short, and you have to enjoy every moment. And that some of the things that seem so big and at that time, you know, when I was a teenager, are really just so inherently small in the grand scheme of things. And to just cherish every moment, because it's a blast. Everything that happens for a reason. and it'll pass, and you know, you can just get through it.
I wish I would have realized that everybody was going through some sort of self-doubt, some sort of issue that they were struggling with themselves, that you think more about what's going on in your own life than you do about others. And so when you tell somebody something that's so important and that you stress and you have anxiety about, they're probably more worried about what's going on in their own life, and they're going to appreciate the fact that you said something to them and shared something with them, and they're going to open up to you.
I think the most important thing for me looking back is to stay true and genuine to yourself. The party scene is fun, and it's kind of wraps you up when you're coming out. But hold on to what it is that you love to do that makes you who you are. For me, it was skiing, and I lost that for a long time, and I came back to it. I think everybody has that one thing that they connect to themselves with, and be sure that you never let that go.
I wish that someone would have said, it's all going to be okay. I mean, because it is going to be okay. It's a little rough from time to time, but then, you know, it's all going to be okay. I wish that someone said, there's nothing to be scared about. You know, you're just normal. And that, just love life and be yourself, and you'll always be in fashion. You'll always be in style.
If you really come out and have the courage to say, and to say who you are and what you think and you want to help, thank you.
I guess when I was younger, I wanted the connections. Somebody to maybe help guide me a little more and answer some questions that I wasn't able to either answer myself or reach out to somebody to find to answer for me.
I think just that you're not alone. Really. Because you feel really alone. But you're not. And there's just a lot of love for you. But it's hard to see that at the time. So that's what I would say. I mean, you hear like it gets better, it's going to be okay, all this stuff. But really, like, just knowing that you're not alone with it, it makes, I think, everybody feel a little more comforted.
It's amazing once you learn who you are and love yourself and are honest with yourself, how much easier life is.
If you're struggling and need someone to talk to, call the Aspen Hope Center at 970-925-5858. This project was inspired by the Global Mental Health Trauma and Recovery Certificate Program. A special thanks to Janet Gordon Counseling. Support for this program comes from the Roaring Fork Gay and Lesbian Community Fund, or Aspen Out.